Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
The Dr. Tanji Show, founded on Kingdom Principles, giving you what you need to get from where you are to where you want to be. A show that really was truly founded for you to be inspired, motivated, and ready. Without further ado, of course, we have the fabulous KJ and Niles that are co-hosting and making this a better place, aren't you guys?
Hey, happy hump day, everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I started a topic on Monday's Talk to Tanji, and I just kind of wanted to complete that topic, but before going there, this show is, of course, being broadcast from various locations, and we've got a segment, Applying the Principles, Transparency with the Principle, and then we got something really special coming up at the 30 mark, and I think you're going to really want to stay tuned for that. So getting back, right, to what was discussed on Monday, and I surmise that during this downtime, during this time that we're kind of safer at home, why not use this time to be purposefully busy? Not purposely, but purposefully, meaning there's a little bit more of an intent, kind of a sheer abandonment and rediscovering your purpose. And for all intents and purposes, this time is truly for you to rediscover five things. Who are you? Why? Where are you from? What can you do? What are your abilities? What's your destiny? And what's your purpose? And it may not be in that order, but at some point in life, you really ought to answer those questions to kind of put you in that realm of, okay, this is why I was created. During this particular time, I would encourage you, since for all intents and purposes, this is going to be our new norm for a moment, then why not prepare yourself to move into that new era of your purpose? Take this time, jot down those ideas, those goals, those dreams, and just meditate. And when you're meditating, you know, for me, it's just really quiet, in a quiet place, and I'm merely talking to God with the respect of, what is it that you want me to do with what you've blessed me to do here in the earth? How do I serve people with my gift? And that right there is going to put you in that realm of, now I can be purposefully busy. Remember, being purposefully busy doesn't mean that you're cleaning out the closet right now or putting away books. That's okay. But in those hours that you're working on this, rediscovering who you are, it is for you to come out of this, because we're going to get to the other side, to come out of this well-equipped, ready to serve us with your gift. And that's the principle for today on becoming or being purposefully busy.
Purposefully busy.
Purposefully busy. Absolutely.
I wish our viewers can see us right now. We're on Zoom and on the phone at the exact same time, so we can just see each other. So we're not talking over each other like last week.
Oh, yes. This is definitely, you know, it's a work in progress, but it just shows the creativity and how we as humans, right, who really are determined, we're resilient. we really are resilient.
For sure. Of course.
Hey, we are trying to get this underway again. we're looking at each other right now. But yes, resiliency is how you get through. Regardless of what stands in front of you, you have to power through.
Absolutely.
Yes, especially when you're on a mission. You can't stop, won't stop, and won't be stopped.
Absolutely not. So, Niles, you know, when you're purposefully busy, right, what is it that, if you were going a little deeper and just kind of getting to the surface, what would you, or to the root of the cause, what is it that you and KJ do to even prepare yourself for purposefully being busy in your purpose?
Well, one, for me, you have to have a plan. So I like to draft out a plan of certain things that I want to get done in a given period of time. And then you have to set deadlines as well. You want to give yourself a trajectory and, you know, a way to stay on course. So being able to see it definitely helps out a lot. It's kind of like a vision board. It reminds you, it's a consistent reminder of what needs to be done and what you need to do in order to get things done.
Okay. So that plan, that kind of surmises everything when you said you got to have a plan. Sure. How can you get into purpose if you don't have a plan, right?
Exactly. I mean, you have to have something that you're, you know, going for, and you have to have a method, you know, regarding going about, you know, getting it. But then after a plan, we can all plan all day, every day. Then after planning, you must execute. Executing isn't always easy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
What about you, KJ?
I know that Niles and I had a conversation about this before we started the show. We talked about, how do we even get to being busy? Well, we have to know our purpose. And that itself can be hard to find. Niles and I talked about it. It can take an instant from a couple of days, months, even years. But once you find that, I know for me, it's like I have to plan everything, do it with distractions. So every day I have a journal. I write down what I want to accomplish, a goal that I want to accomplish that day, so I know that I'm attaining my big goal on my vision board, and then I move from there.
Yeah, and how do you go from, you know, busy being busy to actually busy and executing? Because some people think like, oh, I'm doing this and that. Okay, so you're doing this and that, but where are you going with those actions? Is it actually pushing an objective forward, you know, versus actually, you know, being busy, but you're working towards a specific goal? Like, there's a difference.
Oh, well, God,
sometimes,
absolutely.
Like, sometimes it's not even good to be busy. Like, busy, you
can exactly
adding time. So I'd rather be productive. You're producing something.
Productive.
Change it. Productivity brings a product to the product place. So I'd rather be productive than busy. Because I've been busy, and it's like you're just eating away time. Like during this time, I bet there are a lot of people who are quote unquote busy doing stuff, but they shouldn't, but they're not productive.
Okay. I can agree with that. And hence, purposefully, and I wanted to even look that word up, right? Purposefully, and apply it to what I'm doing now. And I see now the greater that the intent is exponential for me. And I say that by now I'm reaching out to people that, you know, will mentor me. I'm reaching out to, you know, that publicist. I'm reaching out to that for that book to be, you know, finally hammered out. So purposefully, my being purposefully busy is I'm taking those actionable steps so that I'm not just busy, because I've done that. I know how to, you know, organize my desk. I know how to, you know, clean a closet. That's busy. But purposefully, when I get out of this, you know, situation, and we're, you know, they're relaxing us going back into the marketplace, I'll be able, you said it best, that productivity, I'll be able to show something that, you know, I've done for the last however many months we've been, you know, here. So it's rewarding to you know, put the plan in place, but the work, I'm doing the work now, and it's amazing. I'm like, wow, why didn't I do this long time ago? You know, why did it take me having to be at home, you know, to really get some things done? So, yeah, it's working. Quarantining and safer in place is really working. It really is.
Do you find it hard to stay productive consistently?
Oh God, no. No, because I don't, Stacy has this thing where he says, don't be full of big talk. And it sounds
Stacy's her husband, if you guys don't know. This little context.
Forgive me, please. Yes,
yeah, I just found that out recently. I heard that name a lot.
Forgive me. Okay.
Yeah.
My husband, Stacy, says to me, don't be full of big talk. Big talk is just you saying what you're going to do, but you never, you know, nothing never manifest, you know, or you start something and you stop. So for me not to be labeled big talk, I do something every day. I have enough to do every day for at least 6 to 8 hours. And I'm seeing the work being done. And I really, you know, I'm not tooting my own horn, and I really do give God praise, but it is really satisfying to live a life of even more discipline. It really is.
Discipline. Yeah. I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I heard what you said, like, you know, about being busy consistently, but, you know, do we have to be busy consistently? Because even, you know, God rested on the seventh day. So, like, you know, you know, so we have to find that balance as well. Like, yes, let's get it done. Let's get in there. Let's execute. But then you also need to find time for rest, you know, meditation. I mean, you know, we are metaphysical beings, so all parts of us have to be fed, and we have to exercise those different parts of our being. You know, so there's a place for being, you know, busy and productive, but there's also a place for rest, meditation, and to, you know, fulfill the other portions of what make you you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's like, you can be working, and then like your cast is on me, you gotta fill it up sometimes. You gotta fill it up sometimes so that you can reevaluate, all right, now how I'm going to approach the plan. And you have to understand when you're productive towards your goal, you're gonna fail. You're gonna fail on occasion.
For sure.
So you're gonna need that resting period, like, okay, what happened? How can I go around this and do what I need to do, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I concur. I agree, Niles and KJ, with the resting. But at some point, I guess the older I get, guys, I'll be 50 years old in a couple of weeks, all right?
You don't
April
20th.
Did you say 50?
50. Uh-huh.
There we go.
A woman looks about the same age. Okay.
So, okay. Me, I'm on the other side of, I'm not being facetious here, I'm on the other side of resting, guys. I don't know how many more 50s, you know, increments of 50 I'll be able to celebrate. So right now, I'm intensified. Yes, I rest. You know, there's a regimen that I follow, but I don't want to come out of this. I don't want it to be June 1st and you know, God forbid, we're in, you know, safer at home that long, for me to come out of this and I don't have anything to show for it. You see? So
sure.
My busyness is with a purpose.
It's a purpose.
I'm not being busy.
Yeah, and I have to add, please stay 50 and vibrant and not 50 and tired. I know people, once they hit 40, they act like they're just about to just fall over, like, oh, Lord, my back, my neck, oh, I can't do what I used to do. And I'm like, man, you are just 40. So I hate to see you at 45. Your leg gonna fall off the bone.
No, I mean, even people who are close to my age and like in their their early 20s, like, oh my gosh, my back. I'm like, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, man. For sure. But, you know, it's all perspective and mindset. Like, I've met people who are 70 and 80, and they're just, like, very lively. They're jolly. They have so much energy. Like, they're ready to continue to live. Like, age does not coincide with, you know, vibrancy and truly, like, living. So if your mindset changes once you reach a certain age, then what is the point of you continuing to be here for the rest of the years if you act like your best years are behind you?
But, you know, listening to what you're saying, okay, I started this thing called being a mother very, very young, right? So a lot of my time from 15 up until that last child got 21, which was 7 years ago, I've been taking care of folk and trying to make certain that things were lined up and businesses and what have you. So this 50 until I pass away. I'm not being ugly here, but I'm getting in my purpose and I'm serving until
for sure.
She said clock ticking.
You better believe it, man. Wow. You know? Yeah. So it's time to live.
Also, like, now I was just hitting something on the head too about, like, just taking care of yourself. Period. Because you're gonna need energy for the body to like go produce and go work on what you're gonna work on and follow your purpose. So like, I mean, what good is it to keep working, but like your body is not well.
Right.
For sure. And then the center of all that is like your brain and soul power, because your brain keeps everything alive. So you have to continuously exercise your brain, you know, connected to your soul and so on. And I think this is a nice little situation we have going on, because we're like, we're different ages, you know, different generations. Mm-hmm. And that means we all come together and feed each other. So that means we're going to take you to the club, and then you got to take us to other places where you go. You know, absolutely. That's how we keep it going, keep it consistent. It's like, nah, we don't club, guys. I don't club. KJ doesn't club, but we're just saying there's activities
I'm the baby here.
Stay lively.
What you guys are talking about? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right, though. You know, we are all about meeting people where they are, inspiring and motivating and encouraging. Mm-hmm. Those are the tenets of this show. If we're not doing that, you know, and living and not just saying that, you know, we're talking a principle, but we're not applying it to ourselves, or that's just, for me, it's a waste of time. And again, I go back to that, you just don't have to do it right.
Yeah, well, there shouldn't be any excuses at all, okay? Because excuses don't yield productivity or results. No. Well, bad results, they yield, but yeah, excuses are no bueno, no good.
No good, right? Another colloquialism from my husband. Excuses are for the weak. Again, I do not want to resemble that remark, so.
Excuses are for the weak. There we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, because like, if you're not gonna do it, I will repeat it.
I've already told my age, so I don't want to act my age, right? But no, we've got to get up, we've got to get moving, and we want to be held accountable for everything that we do. In this purpose, with our purpose, we got to be held accountable.
For sure, and we're talking about purpose. Like, how do people find that purpose? Like, how do we find that purpose? I mean, for the ones I know, KJ he's known for some time, and me and you. But what if people are actually still trying to figure out what is for them? Like, what is their purpose? How do they find that?
That is so, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I'm not going to lie, it took me a long time. It took me a long time because I was so used to other people telling me what my purpose was. You know what I mean? It was a litany of things that I've tried until I had to go to my creator. It was Not until I went to him and just literally said, what did you create me for? And I followed that up with reading the word. And I know people don't want to hear that, or some people don't want to hear it, but every question, every answer that is, that will be, that is, was, is found in the Bible, guys. That's our, it's not a roadmap. That truly is our constitution, right? How do you know how to act like a citizen in the United States? You're taught. Same thing. You're taught. And once you start to read and meditate, you said the word meditate, and literally, mm-hmm. what is it that you would do for free? And mm-hmm. when you can answer that question, and nobody's telling you what you could do for free, but you answer that question, now you're on the road to truly embodying not only your purpose, but success. Because success mm-hmm. is built into your purpose.
True. That's true.
What is
it? And success means, success means different things for all of us.
Oh, for sure.
Do you guys think, like, when you're finding a purpose, is a lot of trial and error? Or
yes.
Is it like, I have it, or is
but
like,
it shouldn't
oh,
be.
I think I should make chocolates for a living. No, I think you should produce strawberries. Wait, I'm kind of feeling the avocado right now. Like,
yeah. I think there's going to be trial and error throughout the whole process. I think even once you find your purpose, it's going to be a bunch of trial and error. You know, you're going to hit the wall many times. You're going to fall many times. But if you, have enough, wisdom, or if you're wise enough, you're able to take from those experiences and not get down by them. Because as they say, a quote, don't let failure go to your heart. Don't let success go to your head. So you have to learn, from both, and be able to come back and, be able to use both experiences for the better.
Mm.
So, yeah, you're going to, there's no, blueprint. There's going to be trials and tribulations, whether you know it or whether you are on that path. Just a part of life. I might get these teddy bears that KJ is showing. Hopefully that's helping with staying on course and the energy.
Look, we're on Zoom right now. Shout out to Zoom. And everybody has like a mean mug face. They're not smiling. So I got to show these stuffed animals to brighten up the mood. I'm like, what is going on?
Oh, wow. He brought the Pikachu out.
Oh, my God.
We're about to shock the world.
Pikachu. There we go.
But, he's absolutely correct, the Mundo. You will have some trial and error, but to mitigate, to limit your trial and error, seriously, when you know that this 9-to-5 is not working for you, you're just making money. Remember, as you grow in this thing, this principled life, you'll discover that you don't even work for money anymore. You work for mm-hmm. influence. Money will come. When you're working in your purpose, when you're serving us with your gift, and you're doing exactly what he purposed you to do while you're here on this life assignment, money will come and you won't even chase it. It will literally begin to chase you. I kid you not, it will. So now my mindset is, Lord God, would you make me a woman of influence? Because the affluence is going to come. It's part of the law,
mm-hmm.
I'll get into that later. But just begin to seek. What would you do for free? And I promise you, you're probably 3 feet from gold.
True. And I don't, you should, money should never be like your main motivator. I mean, we all need it to live. It is essential. And it's a product of, your skills and your purpose. But, chase the dream, chase the vision, chase all that, but don't just make it about, money. Because, if you make it about that, you're going to end up empty once you realize that money is not the solvent to all of your issues and problems, especially internal issues.
Absolutely.
What
party time? It's part of time.
What's trending in the world, people?
What's trending?
It is.
Hey, we already know we're bombarded by it on social media and just in general. So
I just want to let you guys know there are other things going on in the world besides Corona. If you guys
get out of here,
if you guys have watched the Tiger King 4 or 5 times already, here's another app for you that you guys can check out. I don't know if you guys heard of the app Quibi, a new streaming service that is only for your phone. Period. You can't stream on your TV, so it's portable.
It's only for your phone?
It's only for your phone.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
I think it's like a new trend that they're trying to start. It's where it's like, oh, our platform is different. While Disney Plus, Netflix is for TV, we're for the phone only. So we'll see how that works.
Oh, wow.
It released like a week or two ago, and it's giving away a 90-day free trial. So you guys should check
it out. Oh, 90-day free. Hey, yeah. for those of you guys who don't know, 90 days is 3 months.
You're so silly.
And there's a new series on Quibi called When the Streetlights Come On. One of my friends, Chosen Jacobs, is on it. So shout out to Chosen. Tell us what you think. Hit us up in the comments and let us know we should all watch it. Like, oh, check out that episode. Let's see what happens. Also, if you are feeling lonely during this pandemic, love is still in the air. I'm letting you guys know. People are going on dates during this social distancing era. There was a guy who sent a drone across the street to ask him out for on a date.
How cool
and
is that?
They went on a walk together. The guy was in a bubble while the girl was walking outside the bubble. Of course, they're wearing gloves and a mask, but that's really cool. And people are still getting engaged in quarantine as well, either in their room.
Oh, wow.
There was a wedding outside of a New York apartment building.
Wow.
The bride and groom were outside, and the person marrying them was above the balcony saying, "You may kiss the bride." It was really
I love it. I absolutely
love it. Hey, during these times, you either learn to love each other or hate each other. Hopefully, it's the love.
Absolutely.
I know.
So there are things going on in the world aside.
Good things.
Okay, I love it.
And if you haven't, checking out Mike Kaczynski on, what's it called? Some good news. Yeah. And he brings out a lot of good news every week, so that's something he has to look out for.
Good deal, man. Thank you so much. See, that would be what I would call purposefully busy. your intent was to discover what's outside of everybody's mind, right? Because it's everyone, like you said, everyone really is thinking COVID-19. That's a big thing. We know that. But to go and find something that's jovial and makes you feel good. Yeah.
Also, if you have some good news that you guys want to share at the Dr. Tanji Show, please add us at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We really want to be engaged with you guys. Also, we have Talk to Tanji coming up on Fridays now. So we'll connect with you guys more during this quarantine pandemic. We'll see if we can hop in on it. What do you think, Niles?
Yes. Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Absolutely. That sounds like a plan. That sounds awesome. Music in my ears.
I love it.
That's creativity right there, okay? That's when you're busy being productive and not busy being busy. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
amen.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So we've got some things coming down the pipe, guys. We're going to do this. And we're doing this not just for ourselves, but we really are serving people. And we want people to transform their lives so that they can literally say, I am a better person because, not because of us, but because uh-huh. I took the initiative to do X, Y, and Z, people will do what you do, not what you say. I learned that being a young mama. My children didn't do what I said do. They did what I did. And, you know, yeah, man, it did work. Parenting 101.
Yes, you have to lead first.
Yep.
So what we got coming up now, Dr. Chanji, at the for the rest of the show. Now, do you want to introduce it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Dude, KJ, you introduce it, okay?
Okay. For the listeners out here, we came up with a couple new things to do for the Dr. Tanja show, and one of them is an artist appreciation segment led by the Niles Phil Finkley. So now take it away.
See, that's what I needed. Like, how am I going to introduce myself? I need an introduction, man. What kind of stuff is that? You know, stay first just to introduce yourself.
You just walk on the stage, pull the curtain, say, hey, so I'm going to perform, guys.
For sure. Can everybody hear me? Because, you know, I'm a reception is shoddy in certain areas. See you, everybody?
Yeah. Yep. They're ready.
Okay. All right. So I write poetry and also music, so I am going to share something with you guys, especially for this show. Hopefully everybody's ready. All right. Here we go. All right. I'm trying to find my way in this life of mine. Some others are dreaming big in a life of crime. I'm struggling my dreams. I'm hugging them when I'm down and out. You should pray for a brother pimp. If the stress I am, I'm going to do it all. Some people do what they can. I can't fall. Because if I fall, the people who don't believe will laugh at a brother they knew would never achieve. Greatness, I pray to God that I make it. Singing to the stars and wishing I could take six. Get it? Sing, take six, singing to the stars and wishing I could take six. I've been fighting for a while, so forgive me, please, if you don't see me crack a smile. But I know happiness is on the other side. Listen up to a young brother's lullaby. My deepest emotions, fears, and thoughts are trapped inside me. I've been waiting to pop and show the world what they're waiting to see. Touching hearts and souls from here to Maui, Cali to NY, Philly to Chi-Town. Been pressing for a while, somebody passed the crown. Watch the throne, I've been watching the throne. Some people are all talking, most people are clones. They diluted, they rhyme stupid, I rhyme fluid. Meaning my flow is hella smooth, hence life fluid. And what they feed in your brain is straight sewage.
What?
Someone better get
their
man. Someone better get their man.
Oh my God, why did I know this side of you, man?
A lot of the things going on in the time show, just wanted to know.
We're all multidimensional, you know?
Wow. I'm getting chill bumps here.
Mr. Finkley, what was your inspiration about this rap?
Well, some of the stuff we talk about on the show about, you know, living in your purpose and some of the trials and tribulations that come with your purpose. You know, sometimes it's difficult getting started. I am new to Los Angeles, so of course I've felt pretty much every emotion that there is to feel. You know, and just a journey of an artist and trying to do things with integrity. You know, I'm not looking for a handout. You know, I'm looking to chop bricks and, you know, build from the ground up and really just continue to develop myself as a person, as a Christian, child of God, as also as an artist, but also just paying attention to some of the things in the world. A lot of the times my inspiration stems from things that are going on internally that I see other people dealing with. And just, you know, just you go turn on the news, you know, see what's happening in the world. So, you know, it's always inspired, you know, and coming from like a real place based on, you know, events and situations and, you know, challenges that we face as human beings. You know, I talk about, you know, suicide, you know, depression, just many different things, trauma, pain, you know, the things that we saw and experienced growing up that shaped us, you know, into who we are today, the things that we ignore, the things that we're trying to deal with, all those things. So I try to keep it real and you know, come from an honest place. So that's always going to be an inspiration.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, that just really dispels his life, does it not? I love being around people that are so transparent, that are so open, that are, you know, they're just,
I just love being around people that's living, and that's the epitome of a man that's living. Someone that says, you know what? Hey, why not show you what I'm working with? And I love it. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
thank you for letting me do something. I appreciate it. Thanks for letting me share.
Did you hear this? Thank you for letting me do something. Come on, Niles, man. We walk tandemly. We do this thing together. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there it goes. That's it. That's all, folks. We'll have something different next week. Something different next week.
Hey, let us know what you guys think. Hit us up on Dr. Tanji Show. Let us know what you think. Hit Niles up on Niles.Finkley on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Let me give you that shout out, Niles.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
So what's next for the show, Dr. T?
Segueing into how are we staying productive during this quarantine? You know, what tips do we have that applies to the principle that was spoken today? And we've kind of, you know, touched on it, but what are we doing to stay productive during, you know, being quarantined? And, you know, I've said that I'm kind of reaching out to people that I would love to sit in their presence for mentorship. I think that anyone who has the notion that they know everything and they're doing everything right is a person that is headed for self-destruction. So I believe that you should be a student, a life student, until death do you part. So I am speaking, you know, again, with publicists. I'm speaking with people that can, you know, give me the next steps to do with publishing the book, even if it's self-publishing. But I guess for all intents and purposes, I'm investing in me. And that me is the Dr. Tanji Show, the Talk to Tanji, whatever it is that I believe that I'm supposed to be giving, you know, to humanity, my place in all of this. So I'm keeping busy by investing in me. Why not invest in yourselves?
And here are some ways to invest in yourself, according to USA Today, Mirror Journal. Yoga is a great way to work on your body during that time and loosen those muscles. Yes. Have some benefits to decrease stress, anxiety, and promotes better sleep. So I know during this time we're locked inside for most of it, and your mind can get to you during this time. So yoga is an essential way. Also writing helps. Talk about your thoughts. What motivates you? What are you feeling? What are you not saying that needs to be said? Mm-hmm. Also, do it yourselves. This is the perfect time to experiment. Trust me. I can't cook a lick, and this is the perfect time that I've been just trying out different things to cook. I was calling Tom to say, I was like, oh, I'm making pizza rolls.
Yep.
I don't know what I was doing.
Yep.
She's like, what's that noise? I can't hear you. She said, what's that noise? I can't hear you. I was like, oh, I'm making pizza rolls. Like, you need all that noise to make pizza rolls.
I didn't say that, but I'm thinking like, okay, maybe he's deep frying them or something.
I was just boiling them. Just boil. I'm joking.
But we gotta stay sane, right? We have to. You gotta keep your faculties in place. You got to. And I think another thing, and just to, you know, kind of think about it, talk to people. Call folk. Don't just text, but let them hear your voice. We've got the wrong semantics when we say social distancing and not physical distancing, because people are really isolating themselves, not because of, you know, their signs and symptoms of COVID-19, but people are honestly taking the social distancing to mean I can't talk to you, I can't smile at you, if I see you in public, I'm just going to be in this little cocoon and I'm not going to call anyone.
I'm like, no, say that.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I think there's some good that is coming out of this. I mean, although the situation is unfortunate and, you know, it's a bit dark, there's some good coming out of it if we take the time to, like you said, be productive and live in our purpose. Like, this is a good time to get in touch with ourselves, to develop ourselves, to build ourselves.
Yes.
You know, it's great for, you know, reading, creating. There are so many different, you know, things that can come out of this, you know, and things that we can do to keep ourselves busy, productively busy, you know. And, you know, this is also a good time to get closer to your family members, even if they're not next to you, you know, call, actually, like, get to know people, those conversations, all that.
Absolutely. God, absolutely. You'd be surprised the number of, lonely, you know, we're not alone, but lonely, that feeling, lonely people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know.
The conversation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done.
I guess we should actually look at each other right now. I that will help us, you know, to see who's talking, because that was the one time where I had the camera off, so I couldn't tell what was going on. So I need to take that as an example. But
that's what we're on, Tim. That's why we're on, Tim.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to use this, because I had to swipe, you know, the picture to get all three of us, you know, included. Okay, but
there it is. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
I'm just staring at him. Yeah, just giving mouth of death stare right now. I'm like, are you?
But this is a good time to be productive and you know, learn yourself, learn those around you, and get closer to God. I've been actually you know, really staying on top of, you know, reading the Bible through the Bible app and doing Bible plans and so on. Like, you want to come out of this situation in a better position. And, you know, as we mentioned the other day, last week, like, say if you're an athlete and you're not continuously working, you know, on your craft, when you get back, it will show, you know. So we want to make sure that we go back, you know, with an advantage and not at a deficit.
Right.
Or, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like I accomplished something today. I learned how to see everybody in Zoom. That is awesome. Yeah.
Ready to
Yeah. Because I was just looking at myself for a bit.
Yeah. You know, using, you know, platforms like this make me think, dang, man, why not think of this? What was the person doing that, you know, answered the proverbial question of how do I get everybody, you know, professionally or whatever, in their own space, but in one space? Man, we need to start answering questions here. You make $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. Like, how do you, like, during these times right now, like, how do you deal with anxiety if you have it? Because there are also some people who are having a difficult time, you know, getting through this, and people, you know, dealing with depression and so on. Because sometimes when you're confined and restrained to, you know, a particular space, you have to deal with yourself. Right. You have to deal with your thoughts. You have to deal with everything that's brewing and going on internally. Like, how do you get through that if you aren't able to, you haven't gotten to the point of like, okay, this is the time that I have, this is the situation, I'm going to make the best out of it. Like, how do you get to that point?
You know, Niles, I would honestly strongly suggest, one, prayer. You know, two, you said it yourself that you're reading the Bible more now. And then three, there is an app for everything. And I once upon a time, I would never, ever say this. It would just pray, and, you know, let go, let God. We've got to put some practicality in with that, okay? So the practicality is, there's somebody that I can talk to from an app, cost me maybe $5 or $10. And one, the person's a professional, so they're not in judgment. You know, when you're doing your research and you're looking, okay, who can I talk to from this particular app? But you gotta, it's okay to talk to someone. It's okay to talk to a professional. It's okay. You're not going outside of the confines of, oh boy, I'm not being a good Christian. No, that's a lie. I would much rather talk to someone and let them know, you know what, I'm having these thoughts or I'm having these tendencies. I need some help. But people don't know that you need help until you say, will you help me? And not feel like they're going to be rejected or not feel like they're going to be, you know, ostracized or talked about.
Yeah.
There needs to be that trust, or you won't be able to share anything.
Yes,
exactly. Especially with
people, like, oh, I trusted you before, because when you try to build that trust, it's like you break the glass. You glue a glass back together. Yes, it can hold that same amount of water, but it's not the same.
Nope.
Your vision of that glass is fragmented. So trust is very essential. Safety when it comes down. Like sharing anything.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I wish these situations and these conversations weren't so taboo, because what that does is it forces people into their own corners and not feeling comfortable to divulge, you know, certain information. A lot of people have dealt with suicidal thoughts. A lot of people are dealing with depression and just like real everyday issues. But like a lot of the times, like, although a lot of us are dealing with those same things, like for some reason, we don't want to be the one who jumps out and says, like, this is what I'm dealing with. We don't want to be laughed at. Like you said, we don't want to be ostracized. And obviously it's an issue because, you know, every year the suicide rates and, you know, just so many other elements and things that people are dealing with, you know, it goes up every year. So obviously it's an issue. Like, why can't we talk about it candidly?
I agree. And I think that may be something, guys, you know, as we kind of get to the point where people are trusting us, maybe that's something that we can interject, you know, with our Talk to Tanjis or with our, even on this show, letting people know that we would like to be your first point of reference aside from those other things that you do, that you can trust us, that you won't be judged, that it'll be only up and up. And I think a lot of that is being transparent and how we're applying them to our lives so that we are building that trust factor. And that's what this show truly is about. And it is a blessing to be here with these kings, because I know that they have a heart for people. And if you're listening and you want to stay interactive with us, please, please, please follow us at the Dr. Tanji Show, or even at Niles Finkley, is that right? Or at KJ 99, is that right? Learning. I follow you guys. I sure do. So but, you know, stay tuned. We've got a lot of great things happening. We're going to kind of change it up just a little bit, and we'll announce that on Friday. But for all intents and purposes, we are here for you, because we know loving people right where they are, applying the principles, giving principles, and then doing them will help us to do exactly what we're supposed to do in purpose, and it will bring glory to our God, who says, yep, you did exactly what I created you to do. And so, with that said, thank you, man. Thank you so very much for making this show possible. Thank you, KJ. Thank you, Niles and LA Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And you, the person that says, you know what, they're saying something, I want to be in on it. Remember, we're here Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. No, is it Tuesday? No, Wednesday, excuse me. Wednesday at 2 o'clock.
We're on a whole show. Wait a minute.
On LA Talk Radio, we love you dearly. We are here to serve, and that is what we do. Stay tuned for Mondays at 5, and Friday, Talk to Tanji at Facebook Live, where we're going to announce some new things. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk Radio.